When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
Good morning and welcome to episode 108 of the Jaguars on SI podcast. My name is Gus Logue. I'm excited to be joined by not only my co-host, John Shipley, but our first ever guest in Zach Goodall. Zach is a Jacksonville native and worked for wrote about the Gators for a while, but he recently returned to Jacksonville. So welcome, Zach, to the show.
Appreciate you guys having me. I'll tell you, when I first hopped in this lobby and it was just me and John, I couldn't stop thanking him. What an honor.
Yeah. All 30 minutes on this a long time.
Yeah.
Well, why don't you tell people a little bit about just what you're doing now and where they can find your work?
Yeah, I started writing about the Jags back in like junior year of high school. I was with BCC, which obviously everyone knows Gus does a fantastic job at now. Moved down to Gainesville, kind of lucked my way into a job with SI, stayed there for 5 years writing about the Gators. And, you know, it's interesting. I tell people this a lot now. When I was covering the Jags, it was like peak bad. Come down to Gainesville in this 3-year streak of losing the first time since World War II happens. And I mean, now people think that the Jags are a middling team that might not make the playoffs again this year. So I might bring bad luck, but I'm excited to be here regardless.
Yeah, shout out to Alfie Crow for his, writing tree. It's pretty impressive. John was previously at Big Cat as well. Demetrius Harvey is also on the beat for the Times Union. He was doing great stuff at Big Cat pretty recently. I feel like there's a lot of people on Jag's Twitter too, honestly, that randomly say like, oh yeah, I wrote for Big Cat like a decade ago. I'm like, all right, that's pretty sweet. So Alfie, shout out to him. He's he's retired. I took his previous role as just a site manager. He did a lot for obviously not just us, but I guess Jaguars local coverage in general. So shout out to him.
I've loved having Zach on the beat. We definitely needed to bring the median age down a little bit. definitely accomplished that. But I'm glad to have two Gator guys in here. You know, two Gator guys, one night, about equal, I think, in terms of how many take the screw in the light bulb. But no, Zach's awesome. Definitely glad to have him back around here in Jax. I think it will be major for Jacksonville Jaguars coverage. With that said, Gus, I will continue to attribute this episode 108. Who would have thought, to you throughout the time? So if it goes great, kudos to you. And if it crashes and burns, I want to make clear that this is your baby. So why don't you go ahead and
do. But yeah. I am very excited for this because there's essentially nothing happening right now in the NFL world, which is amazing for the three of us because it's like our summer break.
So I keep like sharing content that it's like I realize it's drivel, and like I realize it's
we know
whatever. Like Andrew Brandt with SI, former football executive, broke down why he thinks the Trevor Lawrence contract isn't really like that impressive from a player standpoint. He was like saying he ranks last in like cash influx basically among all like the recent quarterbacks who have been paid like in the first like 3 or 4 years of it. And I shared that, and so many of the people are, you know, like, why would you even share this? I'm like, it's July. that's the most interesting thing I've heard Jaguars wise in a week, was somebody who was a VP a decade ago breaking down the Trevor Lawrence contract. So yeah, no, it is complete dead zone at this point. I'm almost to the point where I'm excited for training camp. I'm getting closer, getting closer to that ledge. Yeah.
Oh yeah. I mean, we've got quotas to meet, man.
That's exactly what I was going to say. You took the words out of my mouth.
And maybe I hate to tell people that that's the inspiration, but like, it's It's the mandate.
Bear with me. Yeah. Bear with me.
Well, today we're here pretty much mostly for fun, because last week I pitched the idea to John to rank players in the AFC South. And then I thought, instead of doing just a ranking like we did a lot last summer, it would be fun to do a draft back and forth and kind of have our own personal takes mixed into it more. Go ahead.
You won't get us canceled this time.
Yeah, that's it. I've got a whole system worked out for that I'll get into later, so don't you worry.
Yeah, he made us do a ranking of TV characters last year, and I think we had 20 characters fantastic. And like 19 males. And once I looked at it, I was like, why the hell would we do this?
But no, yeah. we're just not really a very big pre-production meeting type show. So
that's the best way to do it, though. I mean,
yeah.
Did you guys make it on TMZ?
Yeah.
No, we're quite big enough for that.
Then you're fine. Then you're fine.
So, yeah, we're going to do a draft of the AFC South, but then I thought it would be kind of tough to do it with two people, because, say, I take Trevor Lawrence first overall, then John could just wait until the very last round of the draft to take CJ Stroud, since you know that I won't be taking another quarterback. So, we figured, yeah, he definitely would too. We figured now would be a good time to bring on our first ever guest indeed, in Zach, to help us out with this draft and just kind of talk about the Jaguars' division at large. So it's going to be a doozy, because we're doing a full roster. It's not just like top 10 players. We're going all out for this. So we're going
to I just have to say, yeah, it's absolutely wild. You guys chose the person who's 2 months into covering the NFL again to do this, but we move. Let's do it.
It's all right. It's all about different perspectives. So
yeah,
it works.
With that said, our second ever guest was Gus's Google Drive, who he will share it throughout this. I was able to boot it. Now that I know how to boot people. So I'm going to put you on some around the horn, PTI, whatever, time limits.
You know, my Google Sheets sitting in my lobby.
If I feel like you're yapping a bit long, you're getting booted for a second, buddy. I'm going to just let that one as well. We got too many picks to make.
All right, that sounds good. I was going to say we're going to have 30 seconds for each person to make their pick, and then we'll talk a little bit about each pick before moving on and starting the clock. John, how about you're in charge of the 30-second clock, and then as soon as 30 seconds up, you can just boot the person.
Okay, fine. Yeah. What's the state of Louisiana in the shape of?
A boot.
There you go.
Okay.
Go Tiger. There we go.
Oh, man. I can't believe I don't know if it was during the show or before we were telling Zach, I haven't really been balky balled in a little bit.
Are you five? How'd you fall for that?
I opened my mouth and started speaking right as like I exited. So you nailed
me. All right. With that said, here we go.
There we go.
Yeah.
So. Again, we're going all out. Each team is going to have 11 offensive starters, 11 defensive starters, one bench slash flex slash utility guy on each side of the ball so that John can get Brenton Strange and run 12 personnel sets. And then we also have three specialists, kicker, punter, and returner. So we've got 81 total picks, 27 rounds.
What the hell is wrong with you?
We have given the first pick as our guest, and then John was kind enough to give me the second pick since it seems like he's got something up his sleeve. So,
Do I?
So, yeah, if you're listening to this and you're unsure, we'd encourage you to go to YouTube so you can follow along on this spreadsheet that John has pulled up. Gentlemen, anything else? Oh, we're considering contracts, but it's more of like kind of like if you have two players on the fence, like pushing one over the edge rather than like having contracts and contract length like seriously considered in your big board or whatever. And then kind of like the objective is just winning a Super Bowl in the next 5 years or else you're fired as armchair GM.
Yeah.
I really asked you guys yesterday if we should like take into effect cap hits and anything like that. How outrageous would that have been?
That would have been too all in. We would have been too deep for sure.
Yeah.
I can't keep track of the cap hits for the three of us, let alone the entire AFC South. But that's how you're going to be drafting, Gus. I'm going for the all AFC South team approach, and we'll see which one the people, you know, respect most. If you'll respect their vote this time, you like to call fake news every time a new poll.
Yeah. All right, no. The vote will be respected this time, because what I decided is that instead of saying John, Zach, Gus, since last week I was whining about how it's a popularity contest, I'm just going to have Team A, Team B, Team C, and we'll see what Twitter has to say. So, anything else before John starts the clock on Zach for the first pick?
Okay, let me pull up the clock.
I mean, you guys are thinking of using two tight end sets. I might go with a jumbo tight end and take a backup lineman.
For the record, I am not thinking about that.
I feel like the first like 10 picks will basically be like, Who we think the best players are in the division, and then it'll just be like random off-season draft strategy.
The first 10 minutes of this recording are actually just smokescreen season leading up to the draft. That's where we're at right now.
If gaslighting Gus was in the Olympics, I'm going home with a cup of gold in a couple weeks. I'm excited to do it this time around. All right, you ready, Zach?
Let's do it.
All right, 3, 2, 1.
CJ Stroud.
CJ Stroud.
Okay. All right.
2.35 seconds. I want to see him all that quick. All right. Go ahead and take that baton, my friend.
I mean, I feel like there are only two choices here to really consider, right? It's CJ Stroud and it's Trevor Lawrence. And right now, all we have to go off of is that CJ Stroud is fantastic. With Trevor Lawrence, we have a lot of reason to believe he's fantastic, but there's been not fantastic moments. There are problems that he still needs to figure out, and the offense as a whole needs to figure out. We're not going into that, but I mean, simply enough, right now, the closest thing to a sure thing for me is CJ Stroud, and that's what I want with the number one pick if I'm focusing on a quarterback.
I think it's kind of like splitting hairs in terms of who's a better quarterback. It's definitely difficult to judge considering CJ Stroud only has 1 year experience and it was the greatest rookie season by a passer ever, whereas Lawrence has had three pretty underwhelming seasons.
Greatest ever?
Who had a better one? Like Johnny Unitas as a rookie passer?
Andrew Luck.
You're coming after me already after just over
okay,
there.
Okay.
Oh my goodness.
Go ahead.
I think they're both like incredible, easily top 10, would love to lead my franchise type quarterbacks. And so I think for me, like CJ Stroud was number one on my board because of the contracts, like I was just saying a couple minutes ago, like it just kind of pushed me over the fence where you get a couple more years of just cost controlled team building as opposed to Lauren signing this mega deal.
Yeah, I'll let you guys go ahead and take the flack for that one. I'll pander. I'm sure
it's gonna happen. I didn't even say the contract part, but that's there.
Yeah, yeah. No, I didn't make a big board, but I'll go ahead and just to be different from Gus. Go ahead and say I would have taking Trevor over. I mean, I think they're more or less like I consider them like around the same tier of quarterback. Their duel in Houston last year, week 11, week 12, whenever it was, I thought was like one of the most underrated games of the entire NFL season. Like it was two like insanely good quarterbacks like going back and forth. So, like you said, the only difference I think is the contract, and even Trevor's contract, despite the tweets for the agents, etc., that say it's a record breaking contract. It isn't even that much of an albatross, but even with that considered, obviously Stroud's contract plays a part. So, first pick is in. Gus, you ready to go on the clock?
Yes, sir.
All right. Gus, you're on the clock.
Trevor Lawrence.
Okay, there we go. Yeah, that was even quicker than tag. There we go.
Let's go.
There we go. That's what I was going
a little bit.
So, yeah, I feel like, just like Zach said, it's pretty much these two players at the top of the draft because they play the most important position in the sport. And they're like two top 10 quarterbacks in the league and easily the top two quarterbacks in the division. So I feel like this was probably going to be the easiest pick in the draft at number two behind whoever Zach picked. Stroud and Lawrence.
There's a lot of like intrigue in like the AFC South quarterbacks because they're all young, but it's clear it's like Lawrence and Stroud in my opinion. And then see what there is of Anthony Richardson and Will Levis. Obviously, think more of Anthony Richardson and Will Levis, but he has to play more games. Like I don't know. I admittedly get triggered when I see like Anthony Richardson MVP, like dark horse tweets and stuff. I'm like, let's get through half a season. Am I wrong in that?
A quarter.
I would say that just the MVP market is like, I don't know if saturated is the right term, but it's like, it's pretty easy to predict at this point, because there's just going to be like quarterbacks on teams who are going to like be first or second in their conference. And so no one expects the Colts to be like first or second in the AFC this year. And so I feel like that's the biggest reason why it's a dark horse.
I feel like, yeah, that's fair. All right. I'll ask you this question before I pick Gus. I know doing this based off a draft, you know, quarterbacks obviously get pushed up a board. I mean, I saw Bo Nix go in the first round, for God's sakes. C.J. Stroud and Trevor Lawrence, are they the two best peer players in the AFC South? Zach, you go ahead and answer that as well.
I think the argument's there.
Yeah.
But
I only have one player in mind who I would say is like maybe better than them, but I'm going to save it for when he's picked.
There's two. I'm going to go Josh Allen and Jeffrey Simmons with my two picks.
Mine wasn't either of those.
Okay.
Diggs, maybe?
No. Josh Allen, Jeffrey Simmons. Josh Allen, Jeffrey Simmons, two best defenders in the AFC South. Arguably two top five, top six guys at their respective positions, which aren't quarterback important, but are pretty dang important. I think they might be the two best players in the division. So those are my picks, Gus. Put them down. Josh Allen, Jeffrey Simmons. I was quicker than you.
All right. Jeff Urry? I think that's how you spell it.
Yeah.
All right. Let me just do some Billy Downing.
Nothing. That pick got no reaction from me. I got no pop from the crowd.
So Zach, you say something.
I am shuffling to figure out what comes next. But yeah. I mean, no, I think it's valid because you're obviously not going to go Anthony there, and you're gonna. I said Diggs because I feel as though there's still plenty left in the Stephon Diggs tank. But I mean, those are the two best picks I think you could have made long term, and that's a. Jeez, I'm just imagining those two teamed up together.
It's like every single year Jeffrey Simmons specifically has insane games against the Jaguars. So
right.
We'll see if that continues. Yes,
you got me. I was just going to add that I think like Diggs and Danielle Hunter would probably be like two players who are super talented, but like you had the right strategy in terms of like going a little bit younger and drafting the two star defensive players who are in their prime too, and like going to be incredible through the 5 years that we're like in this hypothetical window. So I think it's two good picks.
I would have taken two other defenders before Diggs and Hunter too, honestly, but we'll get to that. Gus, you're on the board.
I'm going Laremy Tunsil because I had a few defenders in mind who I think are worthy of this pick, but I just think that like Tunsil is the guy that I had in mind in terms of like having the same talent level as a CJ Stroud and Trevor Lawrence, and so I just feel good about having like locked in cornerstone at quarterback and left tackle now.
It's a good pick, unfortunately.
I agree.
I also don't love like the depth at left tackle in the rest of the division. Like I think Tunsil is clearly elite at his position, and then like it's a bunch of kind of middling options after that.
True. That's fair enough. All right. None derogatory I can say about that pick, unfortunately.
Thank you.
He maybe fell in this draft just as much as he probably did in the last one. No bong involved this time. Zach, you're up.
I'm going to make sure I capitalize on the edge rushers while they're still here. Start with Danielle Hunter, and then I'll throw in Diggs. Okay. Keep what's expected, but definitely not known to be a good thing going between him and Stroud.
True. Yeah, he was a little bit lower for me only because like he is only signed for 1 year, and I wasn't trying to make that a big deal. But I was kind of going back and forth between whether I'd rather have him and DeAndre Hopkins, because Hopkins, I feel like, and Diggs played at like about the same level last season. And I don't know. I just have a little bit more faith in Hopkins, like, being, not having antics off the field, as well as, like, actually having a contract extending for more than 1 year. So,
that's
like, in terms of, like, the talent type deal, like, this is definitely a good pick in that regard.
Yeah, I went – I have Hopkins a bit lower just because I think he only performed decently last year because Will Levis was just throwing him the ball every chance he got. And, like, Diggs being a little younger, and I think he's probably in a position to benefit from having a stronger receiving core around him now, like he did, I guess, 2 years ago in Buffalo, if we want to call it a good receiving core around him, but it was at least better than what he had. I want to bet on the upside, and at least with Stroud being so cheap, if I want to get Diggs back under contract for another 2 or 3 years, I could hopefully make it happen.
That's fair.
A good call. That's a good call. I guess you're up, buddy.
I'm on the clock. I'm going to Will Anderson. I definitely need to get into this edge pool before they all go away and disappear. But I'm pretty excited to get Will Anderson this low in the draft, just because I feel like he's like another cornerstone type player. Honestly, like, he has incredible like character and off the field traits, as well as being just like an amazing all around edge defender, whether it's setting the run or playing in stunts and games or just getting after the quarterback on third down. Like, I feel like he's kind of everything that you could ask for in an edge, and I'm getting him going into his second season. So really excited about that.
He's good enough that, like, that admittedly stupid trade for him, like, on paper, obviously, they got awful value. But also, on the field, he's a stud. So, like, it doesn't even really matter that much. No, he's as good, in my opinion, as he was built. Like, that, what was it, week 3 game against the Jaguars, he had, like, a sack, 2 tackles for loss, a blocked field goal. You know, I will say, him and Anton Harrison are going to be exciting to watch next couple of years. Anton had some pretty good performances against him. He did a lot of his damage, you know, against other guys or on pressures and stuff like that. But I think that's a good pick.
Yeah, he was someone that I'd have considered against Hunter too. I was just, I guess, banking on the production that he somehow is still achieving at this point. But I feel like it was them too, and then I guess I won't say who the next one is, the next tier down, but there's a separation.
Right.
Yeah. 100%. All right. I'm going to double dip. I'm going to go DeForest Buckner at interior defensive line and Lajarius Sneed.
I like it.
Yeah, I like it a
lot. Who's your other one besides DeForest?
Sneed.
Oh.
Yeah. There we go. Yeah, I don't even need to put my name on this one. The people will know. I have a They will. I have a loyal following.
All right, we'll go ahead and make a case for, I mean, your defensive line is sick, so I guess that kind of speaks for itself. But so what made you pick Sneed here in front of, like, younger guys in Stingley and Campbell, or, like, a different position?
Yeah, no, I think, obviously, you know, there are definitely younger guys and cheaper deals, but I think he's probably the top defensive back in the division right now. I think with age, contract, et cetera, factored in, like, he's legitimate. Yeah, you know, when he's playing his game in the right scheme, he's a legitimate number one type of cornerback. Obviously, cornerback play is really volatile. So how long he will be that type of cornerback, you know, that could even change in like a year, 2 years, et cetera. But I don't know. I'd feel good about him going against most number one receivers right now, I think. And DeForest Buckner, I think him and Jeffrey Simmons are the two best defensive tackles, arguably two, like, top eight interior defensive linemen in the NFL. Like, DeForest Buckner is still, like, consistently, like, really, really good. The one time Chris Ballard's been aggressive in his life as general manager, and it resulted in DeForest Buckner, and then he's like, no, I'll never do that again. So it's terrific, terrific bit, but that's that.
All right, well, yeah. I think Sneed is, like, a big enough talent gap above Stingley and Campbell, where it was, like, worth having him above those two, even if you're, like, trying to consider, like, Sneed's expensive contract or just the youth of the other two. But I would have also picked Sneed as the first cornerback.
I'll be honest. People know me. People have known me since grade school. Not really known as a math guy. Yeah, exactly. Numbers per se. So I'm almost completely avoiding cap. So I'll just go ahead and put that out front. I'm going for the all AFC South team. Like I said, the people all know, I guess. The people
That's fair.
I don't need to put my name on. All right, you're on the clock.
All right. I feel like I could go a million different ways with this one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We got 22 seconds to do it.
I'm gonna try to bulk up my offensive line and go with Quentin Nelson.
Quentin Nelson, there you go. Longest pick yet.
Yeah,
we're giving out accolades for that one.
I think he was a little bit lower on my big board probably just because of positional value of a guard, but even more so than my point with Tensel. Like, I think like there's a really big talent gap after him for left guards in the division, and I feel like he's at like the very top tier among players at his position. And so then to pair him with another all-pro caliber player in Tensel, there's kind of enough depth at other positions that I felt comfortable taking like a lesser value position.
That's a fair point. I've nothing else to concede to that. That's a fair point. I thought Nelson was kind of washed like 2 years ago, but he was pretty good last year. So I might have won a battle, but I'm currently losing the war in that front.
I feel the same way as you about Nelson and also Ryan Kelly last year. Two pretty big comeback years, but at the same time, I feel like you've allowed the offensive tackles like that next tier to fall into my lap. So I'm not going to go Ryan Kelly with my next pick.
Okay.
That being said, it's still tough to choose them. If I'm on the clock, like, I don't know. It feels like you're immediately going for potential, right? Like,
yeah.
I mean, Tytus Howard got paid, and I can't pretend like I know how great he's been, but he's solid.
Yeah, he's like startable.
But I apologize for the dogs, by the way.
No, you're good.
I honestly didn't really even notice them.
Yeah, we got 2.5 dogs in here.
Like after Howard, do you go Harrison or Latham for what they still can be? I don't know. I'll go Harrison just because you know a little bit more. Then two aging veterans on the interior defensive line, but both of them can offer pass rush help. I'll go Eric Armstead.
That was going to be my pick.
Yeah,
I also really like Anton Harrison. So these are like my favorite back-to-backs of the draft so far.
Anton's a good pick. I was eyeing him. I was.
I couldn't really convince myself Latham there. I guess I was trying to throw you guys off for a second. But I don't hate that pick necessarily by Tennessee either. I think that he could still end up being a pretty good tackle in this league.
But yeah, I know a poker face. I lost a couple $100 on my honeymoon at the casino. All right.
I'll never be able to tell it.
I did awful. I did awful.
To be a lot I guess. Stories.
You're on the clock, buddy.
Alrighty. Jiminy Crickets.
Oh, God.
Anton Harrison was a good pick. Those are probably the next two guys on my board.
That was a good pick.
Let's go.
I'm gonna go. I put Trayvon Walker at defensive line. It's my team, right?
You can pick whoever you. I don't care who you pick.
Go Trayvon Walker. Screw it.
You can pick Mac Jones.
Maybe I'll put him as my utility for now.
Okay. No.
It was a flex pick. No. I'm going to put him.
Do you guys ever have those moments when you're driving where for like 2 seconds you forget that you're driving? The last thing I heard was
that I'm not going to answer that on record.
Listen. The last thing I heard there was Mac Jones and then Gus saying utility. So I was really worried for a second.
Oh, man. Yeah,
make him a utility player, actually. I don't care what you do. Is that your pick?
Yeah, that's my pick. Because, again, like even though I really value edge, like I kind of feel comfortable with a couple more guys there. And, like, again, I was talking about how I was thinking about Eric Armstead for my next pick if Zach didn't take him. And mostly just because I feel like getting pass rush for the interior is not something you can find very often. And like John did a good job of addressing that with his second pick in Jeffrey Simmons. And so that's kind of what my thought process is with Trayvon Walker, is that if he can have like his hand in the dirt, that whole cliche on 100% of the time, then he can be kind of like a disruptor from the interior. And that's what I was looking for in this range. Go ahead.
So I'm just registering. So for the record, you're drafting him as a flex player, right?
No, for the record, I'm drafting him as a defensive lineman, as you can see on this lovely spreadsheet that I prepared.
Okay. I just wanted to clarify. All right.
Yeah, sorry.
If it was flex player, I was about to leave. On that one. If it was flex player, I'm getting up to let one of my cats handle the rest of this draft.
Right. I know.
I'm going to go right tackle, Titus Howard.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. What?
I was starting to type it in.
It's a good pick.
So you're picking him? Are you?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's not your pick. It's my pick.
I thought you said man. Not. I'm very confused.
Titus Howard, right tackle. Put it in.
All right. It's in.
Okay. And then I'm going to go Stingley at cornerback.
Mm.
Damn.
I don't know how many points we're going to score. But...
defense. Holy cow.
Yeah.
It's a good defense. It might be the 85 Bears.
Why Titus Howard? I have to ask.
I can only name one other right tackle in the division.
Should have made a big board.
Yep, should have made a big board.
You're gonna ask the same question when I pick a center later.
I don't appreciate your disrespect of Dylan Raidens or Radun. Whatever his name is.
That seems a little disrespectful right there. But no, I think me and Goodall are going to be lapping Shipley once we get to the 20s.
I'm sure.
I'm going to go with Tyson Campbell for my next pick because I feel like I kind of had a cluster of cornerbacks at the top of Snead, Stingley, and Campbell. And so I'm happy to walk away with one of the top tier guys.
Have I disrupted your big boards at all?
Have what?
Have I disrupted your big boards at all?
Not really.
Nah.
Not dramatically.
Zach screwed me up on the last one, but other than that, not right now.
Literally was my entire goal. Okay. All right. Move on.
Huh. Well, now I'm a little screwed.
Well, Zach doesn't really have a corner, to be fair.
No, yeah, that's fair. I can't pretend to know who the Colts corners are. I'm like fast checking who this guy could possibly be.
It's Kenny Moore and a bunch of jabronis.
It's like Julius Brents.
Juju Brents.
Juju Brents. His PFR name is Julius.
Yeah.
I mean, I feel like my options are Ronald Darby or Kamari Lassiter. And I don't love either.
Yeah.
That's right.
That's right.
I'll go upside. Give me Kamari Lassiter.
There we go.
It better be worth a second round pick.
Is he, guess you know better than me. Is he outside? Is he inside?
He's inside. He's like, I don't know. I think he probably played a little bit of both in college, but don't fact check me on that. But I think he's one of those guys that's like, coaches love him, but he didn't test super well at the combine. And so he was like probably talked about as like a super late first or early second guy. And then I think he was just like a little bit of a controversial second rounder only because like some people really value like speed and size at the cornerback position in the league. But I feel pretty confident that under D'Amico Ryans, he's going to turn into a pretty good slot corner. So I don't think that's a bad pick.
Gotcha. Makes sense.
Cool. I needed the validation for real. And Evan Engram.
There you go.
I was wondering when he was going to go, because that's another guy that's like, there's definitely a big like tier break in talent after him at his position.
It's a good pick.
Little by little, piece by piece.
All right, Gussie.
All right.
Wow, that Lassiter pick so far compared to the other teams looks horrible.
I was going to talk you out of it.
State of the AFC South cornerback room.
I'm a big Ronald Darby guy, but I was going to save that for later. How much time do I have, John?
You got like 10 seconds.
All right, I'm going to go with Leetu Latu, the Colts first-round edge.
First player I was going to draft at some point later on. Yeah, okay.
I ruined it. The day has been made for me.
Yeah, you did.
Wow, that's a good feeling.
So
John, why don't you go ahead and explain to the people why that's a good pick then?
He was going to be a cheap edge compared to the rest of the field. So, but I mean, for the record, your edges are Trayvon and Latu then?
No, my edges are Will Anderson and Latu, and then I've got Trayvon.
Ah,
Anderson.
Okay.
Trayvon is like big end, 5-tech/3-tech.
Okay, I got you. Okay.
You see the vision? You see the blocky vision?
I can. Yeah, I can respect that.
Latu isn't much of a size guy, but like, oh my goodness, I'm not really much of a film guy when it comes to non-offensive guys or really non-skill position guys, really. But like, man, does he like flash on tape? I thought he was like one of the 3 or 4 best players in this year's draft, and so I feel like a big reason that he was picked in the mid first rounds is just because of medical records. He had like a scary injury pretty early in his college career, but the fact that he was picked in the first round is like enough validation for me to take him here in this spot.
That's true. I was gonna eye him with not my next two picks, but an upcoming pick. So I'll give you a slight snipe on that one. All right, I'll go Kenny Moore and Dalton Schultz for the same reasons I took Tyus Howard.
Woof.
Yeah. Woof. That's woof.
I feel like you're not really a Dalton Schultz guy. Am I wrong?
Who's the next best? What tight end are you going to pick?
You'll see.
Hey, if you're trying to go 12 personnel, he's a decent fit.
Any tight end you pick, Gus, isn't better than Dalton Schultz. And Dalton Schultz isn't even that exciting. He's clearly the second best tight end in the division. I don't think that's even a take.
No, I don't think so either, but I don't know. I just didn't think he was going to get picked so soon after Evan Engram.
He picked a 4-7 corner who hasn't played an NFL game yet. And I can't prove it. The bias. All right. You know what? This feels like a natural stopping point before we get back to your pick, Gus. We're going to take a quick break for an ad. You guys got anything you want to say about your team before we get out for a quick second?
Maybe I did bulky ball you there because, man, this big board does need some shuffling right now.
Yeah, I say, there we go.
Yeah, we need like an extended break, honestly.
I'm boardless and I'm chugging along. I like my team. All right. We'll be right back. All right, we're back. Gus, we have how many picks overall?
We have 81 total because it's 27 rounds and there's 3 of us.
Okay, so right now 59 picks. 59 picks to go. All right, guys.
It's okay. We did a 10-minute intro, and then like this is we did like all the heavy hitters, really. Like you just picked Dalton Schultz for crying out loud.
look at your team.
Look at my team. Yeah, it's
look at your team. It stinks.
All right. Well, my team is like it's gonna fill in nicely. All right. Don't worry about that.
I hope so. All right, guys. Go ahead and lead us off with pick number 23.
All right, with pick number 23, I'm going with Nico Collins. Mm-hmm. I was tempted to kind of like let the receiver run not quite happen yet because Zach got Diggs 7th overall. Then there hasn't been another receiver taken. But since I have Trevor Lawrence, I want to make sure I set him up with just a good number one player. And I feel like I would put Nico Collins in the like tier of like low-end wide receiver ones rather than a really good wide receiver two. Like, I think that the Texans could have, like, it's pretty sweet for them that they got Diggs, but I think if they had just added, like, a pretty good secondary or tertiary receiver this offseason, then their offense would have been able to continue thriving with just that, like, low-key addition plus Tank Dell and Nico Collins. But I feel like Nico is kind of almost on, like, the Brandon Ayuk path to stardom or superstardom even, where he just, like, starts out as kind of not a reserve player, but just isn't frequently targeted. And as his career goes, he just gets more and more targeted and somehow is more and more efficient with those targets. And so certainly him changing quarterbacks to CJ Stroud last year helps, but I think you can make a case that Nico Collins is like a top 12 wide receiver in the league right now. And ooh, so for me to get and like, he just signed a deal that's like for about 22 a year, which is like not that bad for receivers. So I'm pretty happy to pencil him in, and especially to pencil in like a true X receiver that I can put on the line of scrimmage and can win at any level of the field.
Well, I guess that means the receiver run can start now.
I'll allow it.
I'll start with Christian Kirk.
Okay.
And I'll finish up my edges with Harold Landry.
Wow.
Huh. John. Oh. Huh.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm falling off here a little bit, huh?
Interesting.
No, I mean, I think when Christian Kirk is healthy, he's the past two seasons, and he doesn't even get enough credit, maybe because it's Jacksonville's otherwise, fair to call it, middling receiving core at best.
Yep.
Like, I think he's been one of the better slots in the league and complements well enough, I think, with Stephon Diggs there to have a really nice 1-2 punch. And Landry, some inconsistencies there, but it's kind of the edge rusher drop off at this point. Now I wanted to make sure that at least my three of my four front players were proven productive, and my window is I might have a long window with a young quarterback on a rookie deal, but otherwise I'm just going to try and go all in.
That makes sense
with a bad cornerback room, but
hey, as long as you got at least one of like the defensive line or the cornerback rooms are set. I mean, obviously John's rocking with both right now, but he also doesn't have a quarterback. So it'll be fun to see how that shakes out. Don't lie to me like that. That's such a, oh my gosh. That's right. I could hear it. I could hear you saying it.
All right, you're up, Gus.
All right. Oh boy. I'm going to go with
– I'm about to hate this pick so much.
I'm going to
– You have no I'm conviction in this pick.
Jalen Petre, safety from
the – Jalen Petre? Okay.
Yeah.
You picked that like
you're picking a sandwich, guys. What do you say?
You had the enthusiasm as if you were picking between gas station sandwiches on that one. You had no conviction on that. That's a bad pick.
No, I like Petre a lot. I just feel like, I don't know, now that all the stuff are gone, there's just a lot of different directions to go. But I'm a big Petre fan, and I feel like, I mean, obviously Cisco and Jacksonville is another kind of like emerging young safety. I think Petre is like multiple tiers above him and is like someone who's like to truly be on people's watch list as like a Pro Bowler for this season and beyond. He just does a little bit of everything in D'Amico Ryans' defense in terms of both like communication and mental attributes, as well as just flying around and hitting the crap out of people. And so just a fun player to have. And so it's just like I said, as we get here to this point where like I feel like all of the like at least surefire Pro Bowlers or expected Pro Bowlers are going away, like I wanted to get someone who's fun, but also in that category. Yeah.
All right, I'll go Kwity Paye from the Colts to other than Arden Key, I don't know if I can name another edge. And then I'll go Jonathan Taylor running back.
Would you have Jonathan taken Taylor?
Jonathan Taylor at pick 29 makes no sense.
That is kind of crazy.
You took Latu. Nine picks before Jonathan Taylor, Gus.
Would you have taken Paye over Landry?
Hmm?
Yeah.
No.
So it was about Christian Kirk, huh?
Yeah, that's right.
I mean, the thing is for me that I'm going to pick Travis Etienne with this next pick because I had him and Jonathan Taylor like in my top 15 actually at first in the big board. But I thought, I mean, A, positional value, but B, because I had two guys that were like neck and neck, I did have Jonathan Taylor above Etienne. But like, I think they're like right there in terms of like Pro Bowl caliber players. I was kind of just like waiting for one to get off the board. And then I was just hoping I would be able to get the other one.
You should mention I took Dalton Schultz before Travis Etienne.
I should have. You're right.
I've regretted that pick since I said it.
No. Oh, man. I'll bring it up later. Don't worry.
All right. I'll go Ryan Kelly, center, okay. Center, top 30, whatever. I don't know if that's great value or not. I certainly not on draft night. And then I might be putting together the oldest defensive line in the AFC South's history, but Denico Autry.
Oh, that's a good one. That was a guy that was pretty high.
That was a good pick.
Look at those trenches. We're competing.
Yeah, that's nice.
I just can't. I mean, I couldn't go any further without some more experience on the offensive line, at least.
Real quick, Gus. There's bench for both offense and defense. We're only picking one bench overall, right?
No, I was saying you get one bench per side of the ball.
Oh, okay. Okay.
So, like, because so you can like hypothetically mix up personnels on each side and nerd out and be like, oh, 12 personnel, 21 personnel on offense, and then like nickel versus 3-4 versus whatever.
Gotcha.
Right.
All right. You're on the clock, bro. Like, you see how he has to ponder it every time? He's never out of the clock.
That's not like it's a ton of time. Sorry, I'm taking more than 10 seconds. You guys are allowed to talk too.
No. ETN is the only pick you've had any confidence in the last half hour.
All right. You know what? I'm going to go for a little bit of a strategy pick and pick Andre Sisco.
See, we're in his head. That's a good pick, though. Petrie and Gus. That's being Gus. Jesus. Sorry. You're in my head. Petrie and Sisco. That's a good duo.
Yeah, I definitely didn't think I was going to be taking Sisco this high, but I just feel like there's not really any notable safeties in the division. Yeah. I feel like there was Petrie and then a big tier difference, and then Sisco and then another big tier difference. And so with those two as my safety tandem and then a number one corner, Tyson Campbell, I'm excited about where the room is going.
Yeah, that's huge for Tyson Campbell, I feel like, especially. Like, if it's going to make any bigger impact than just the room on your team, like, that probably puts him in a position to do even better than he did in 22, as long as he's healthy.
That's right. Zach gets it. A little domino effect.
I see it. I see it.
Right. Guess what position does Skoronski play?
Left guard. He played left tackle in college.
5 minute left guard for me.
All right.
And then that's I'll go Foyer as well.
I was wondering when a linebacker would go, but that
I was thinking about no sense. Foyer with my last pick. Is it, you guys know, O-L-U-O-K-U-N?
O-U. I think. Yeah, it's O-U. Also, the F in the forest is capitalized, but that's just, you know, the English language. No, I just like
that. Ooh. I just like that. Gus did get it right.
Yeah.
He did? Did he really? Yeah.
He did. I was wondering too. I was like, shit, I'm going to, I don't know if I'm allowed to curse on here, but I would have to go back and fix a lot of stories.
What the hell was I talking about? I don't. Yeah, no, that's my bad. All right, there you go, guys. There you go. I'll leave you alone for 2 rounds.
Peter Skoronski.
Yeah. It's coming together. It's coming together, fellas.
I think Skoronski was a good pick because he didn't really do anything notable last year. I don't think as a rookie, but I mean he was a top 15 overall pick, and he's surely to develop with Brian Callahan in Tennessee. So I feel like that's gonna age well for you.
He is the second biggest reason the Titans beat the Jaguars in Week 18 after Derrick Henry. He completely caved in their defense.
Yeah.
Skoronski. He had probably like 6 or 7 highlight reel blocks that game.
Okay, I'm trying to think of who I'm going to go with for my next pick.
Exactly. No, I mean, I don't know. I feel like Skoronski, especially you're looking at the left guard set of the division. I mean, you know, you have Ezra Cleveland and Jacksonville. He's a startable player. I probably have been too tough on him. You know, I put him at number 24 in my top 25 Jaguar series, and most of his stuff, you know, among like left guards, you know, he's probably a top 20 left guard last year, which obviously isn't ideal, but it's not like he's a bad player. But I don't know. I feel like Skoronski was the best like value.
Yeah. Coming from a guy who says he doesn't do math and isn't going to worry about the contracts at all whatsoever.
Nah. I haven't thought about it once.
Nah, you're not wrong, though. It's a good pick. I'm going to go with Calvin Ridley for my next pick.
There we go. I was thinking about it.
I knew it was going to be like a race between the two of us. I mean, Zach might like him a decent amount too, but like you and I have talked about him for the past year and are definitely like higher on him in terms of talent level than
confirmation bias, baby. He will be good.
but I felt about as comfortable taking him as DeAndre Hopkins or Stephon Diggs, because like in terms of like talent and production both ways, Diggs and Nuke are on another level, but I think Ridley is, or he is like one or two years younger than both of them, and because he was out for over a year from the NFL, I think he's got a little bit more tread on the tires, and so I especially feel comfortable pairing him back up with Lawrence now that I've got like an established deep threat X receiver, and so I plan to utilize Ridley a little bit more better than the Jags did last year. Would you guys have taken any other? I probably would have taken Ridley, or what do you think, John? Would you have taken Ridley or Christian Kirk at first?
I would have taken Ridley. Yeah. You know me, I'm biased against slots by nature.
Yeah. Christian Kirk is like a great player, though. Like that's
he's a really good player.
My wide receiver one, or even two, like Zach got him as. All right, Zach, you're back up with back to back picks.
Yeah, and I feel like things are getting tough. I've locked in on three players, and I know two of them are gonna get some weird reactions from you guys. I'll start with Ronald Darby, which I feel like is a
yes. I love him. So.
But then it's this pick, and I don't even know. I don't know.
That's fair.
Maybe I'm reading you wrong, John, but I feel like you're locked
you into
at least one, maybe two receivers with your next two picks, which is why I'm going to take Brian Thomas Jr.
I can't be red.
And so I know that the pick probably should be Tank Dell, but with your hate for slots in mind, Kirk is obviously the slot, and Diggs, if he needs to, could probably bounce into the slot. And Tank Dell played like 30% slot last year. I needed a true outside projection first round pick receiver. I like the upside. I like those three put together, even if Diggs isn't there necessarily long term. Like those two, I mean, I see the Jags vision pairing Kirk and Thomas together. If he hits, I see it. So it was that or another rookie, but I won't say who.
So I won't concede anything yet, but I will say I was not eyeing BTJ with my next pick. So like a book with nothing in it, I cannot be read. Yes,
I do think like it makes sense even if BTJ isn't who he was thinking about. Like John has zero receivers right now, and he kind of is glaring out.
Looking at a million receivers in the NFL.
I think it was a sound process. I think those are like I get why you think that they're essentially controversial, and I guess we'll see what Twitter has to say. But I think those are solid picks because like Ronald Darby might not be a long term option, but I do have a decent amount of confidence being able to put together a good season for 1 year, if not 2 or 3 years, and then like if you have to like go sign or draft a cornerback next year, like it is what it is. It's not like he's your number one guy, and you got a younger guy already in Lassiter, and then like with Brian Thomas Jr. I think the vision definitely makes sense. As you were saying, the Jags did it too with having a first overall pick just being the number three receiver off the bat should help both him and the team. So I think those are two good picks.
Fair point. All right. Jeff, you're up. I know who you're picking. I'm going to let you pick him, but I feel like I know, and I'll tell you if I'm right or wrong.
All right. I'm going to go with
Say it.
Zaire Franklin.
Okay, not even close. Not even the same zip code.
This, I could have saved this for my next pick because John already picked one linebacker and Zach still has two to pick. But I feel like Zaire is kind of in the same or similar mold as Foye Oluokun, where like he's up near the top every single year in terms of like league-leading tacklers. And so he's not necessarily like the Fred Warner, Roquan Smith type who has like a true domino effect on the rest of the defense and is like really can be considered like the MVP of their defense. But I mean, I don't know. You can still make a case for like Foye or I think Zaire Franklin to be the MVPs of their own defenses as well, just kind of being everywhere. And even if they don't have the same effect as a Fred Warner or Roquan Smith, they certainly have an effect on other players as well. And so I was happy to get one of like the top two linebackers I've had on my board.
No, that's definitely fair. I think Zaire is probably like has to be like the next guy at linebacker taken, like, right? Like it, I know Houston's guys got some, you know, obviously some props last year for playing well and creating turnovers, but I think Zaire, like you say, he's a lot like Foye, I think, in that mold.
Mm-hmm. And Devin Lloyd is just like not trustable enough for me. Like maybe he could turn into like just like a do everything roamer, especially if he plays or when he plays on the line of scrimmage more. Hopefully that transition will work out well for him. But I just have a lot more confidence in Zaire being able to kind of like lock down and maintain the middle of my defense.
All right. I'm going to go right guard Shaq Mason.
Mm.
And I'm going to go linebacker Devin Lloyd because I'm struggling to name another linebacker in the division. I'll leave that to Zach.
Who did you think I was going to take with the last pick?
DeAndre Hopkins.
Mm. He was one of the like the handful of names I was considering. I'll give you that.
I know you.
I like the Shaq Mason pick. Shaq Mason is probably a guy who's like a lot more talented than this like draft would indicate. Like he was picked 39th overall. He's probably like top 25-ish player in the division, I would say.
And there you go. We're almost halfway done. I think that pick was so good. Zach muted himself.
Yeah, there we go. I gene'd it. Are we allowed gene references on here? Are we allowed? He's a family friend. I can say that.
Are we allowed?
Shaq Mason's like the only guard that I like cared for, really. Like, I didn't know if I was going to go guard in the top 50. So I like that
too. Yeah.
Go ahead.
I was going to say, now I'm going to go with Brandon Scherff because I was kind of waiting for one of Scherff or Mason to come off the board because I think Shaq Mason is a little bit better. But I do think like Scherff is really good at like just playing in space, whether that's like on combo zone blocks, like at the second level, or being used as a puller, like outside of the tackles. And so he can kind of be, like Doug Peterson said himself, he can kind of be a weapon for the offense, even if he doesn't play a skill position player. And so I feel like, again, even though I had Shaq Mason higher on my board, it's another situation where I feel like those two were pretty similar in tiers. And so I'm happy to grab Brandon Scherff here before a big drop off.
Yeah, it's definitely a drop off. And I feel the same way at tackle, which is leading me to my other controversial option from last time. If we want to call it that, and I'm going to take JC Latham, and why don't you slide Anton up to left tackle for me?
Nice. Okay. I would have considered doing that if I had taken Anton. Good move.
That's a good pick. That's a good pick.
There we go.
All right, guys, how are you going to answer?
Oh, I still have one more, too. I didn't even realize that. Shoot.
Oh, yeah. Christ. Yeah. For some reason, I was counting Anton as a pick a second time.
Yeah, Johnson, oh, we're halfway through. Let's get out of here.
Wow. I don't know much about safety play in the AFC South beyond the top two. Enough, at least.
Next two of us.
So I'll go linebacker with Azeez Al-Shaair.
Yeah, that's the guy that Don was talking about who got talked up last year after a good performance with the Titans, and then he was signed by Texas. Yeah, I got Azeez. There it is. He's a good player. Like, so I would not have hated
kind of missed his career too. So from an age perspective, and that's all I got.
That's fair. He's got a cool name. Moving on.
You're up, Gus.
All right. Sorry, gotta check my linebacker positional rankings.
It's been disrupted, my friend.
Oof. I'm just gonna go ahead and take Tank Dell.
Thank you.
I knew that if I took either him or Nuke, that I'd be leaving that player for John to just get whenever. But I do like view Tank a lot higher in higher regard than DeAndre Hopkins. Sure. I think they could be like about similar production in 2024. But I mean, Tank is going into his second season, and DeAndre Hopkins is going into his age 31 season. So that was just a situation where I guess the contract slash age factor pushed me over the edge. And so happy to have Tank Dell and Nico Collins as like young receiving options while Calvin Ridley is on the older side. I didn't want to go with Calvin Ridley and DeAndre Hopkins.
Well, I thank you for making a later decision much easier for easier for me. Yeah. I'm going to play the game. I'm going to finish off my defensive starters with Jimmy Ward and Darnell Savage.
I'm sorry. I think
John has the right idea. I mean, like, the, even though it's a game now, no, like letting DeAndre Hopkins fall is totally cool with me.
Right.
I maybe this is my bias shining through, but Kamari Lassiter and Ronald Darby are licking their chops at facing DeAndre Hopkins. And I mean, who do you have at quarterback? No one.
Nobody. Yeah. Yeah. Exactly. I'm building. I'm building from the inside out.
I respect it.
Nah, you're up, Gus.
I mean, year one tank job and then just instant contender. I see the vision there.
No, there's not a tank job going on. There's no tank job, my friend.
Who's your second pick after Jimmy Ward?
Darnell Savage.
Oh, man, these safeties. I am toast.
Yeah, like 50% of the reason I'm making picks is so I don't have to think of another guy at that position.
It's valid.
All right, you're up, Gus.
Alrighty. I'm going to go with Jerrion Jones because that's going to get me votes.
That'll get you votes.
I don't necessarily think he's like up here in like top 50 or whatever. Top 50. In terms of like just best players in the AFC South, which is what this exercise originally started as. But like I said, it's going to help out with the voting. And then I also just think like,
oh, brother,
I viewed like Jerrion Jones and Kamari Lassiter in like kind of like the same tier as like just incoming A2 rookies who could turn out good slot guys.
Lassiter at 18 is the only thing worse than Schultz at 22.
You say it now. You say it now.
I was thinking it then. All right, Zach, you're up.
Julian Blackman, safety.
There you go.
And I got to give myself a little look over here. Sheesh. All right. This might gain some criticism from you guys. And it might be a little outdated in my approach to building a team. But throw Devon Hamilton on my bench.
Okay.
Okay.
I don't hate it.
I already see the vision. You only have to explain it to me. But you can. Do you want to explain it or do you want to save it?
I mean, I'll say it real quick. I feel like looking at it now, even though I like Autry and Armstead in the middle, that is more of a later down kind of thing. If I can throw Hamilton on first and second and long and have a rotation on my front, I like that. And he makes my core there a little bit younger by default, so that helps.
No, I think that's a great fit.
And then this is tough. This is hard. Or is that is that it? No, was I Blackman and Hamilton and I'm done?
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Or Hamilton all too. Right. Like, yeah, I was already thinking the same thing you were, that like Armstead and Autry like are certainly defensive linemen, but they're more of kind of like big ends and like that Calais Campbell type mold. And so like I was kind of thinking of the same strategy of getting a nose tackle as my bench player on defense, so that I could kind of like prioritize pass rush and late downs as you did, and then just kind of have an insurance policy in my back pocket on the bench with the nose tackle. So I definitely see the vision.
Even pass rushing upside there too, man. We're getting after it.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
Right. You're
getting after it.
Do 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 do. Do 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 do.
Hey. We're gonna ground 30.
That, it's all I told you, it's all about the filling out the roster for me,
John. Yeah, well, fill it out. Come on, okay.
All right. I'm gonna take this guy because I think Shipley still could have taken him later for his bench option on defense, even though he's got the starter sewed out. I'm going with Mason Smith, defensive tackle.
Not even close.
All right, well, I may not be even close, but like there wasn't really a lot of intriguing options for me at defensive line after Devon Hamilton went off the board. And so, like, with me having Trayvon Walker, Latu, and Anderson Jr. on the line, like, I feel okay with having incoming rookie in Mason Smith, even if he like redshirts his first season or just isn't on the field super often. I think it's all about the long term vision here in the 17th round.
Can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
I want you to look at your defensive line. Look at my defensive line. Look at Zach's defensive line. Let me know if you're happy with the product you're putting out.
I'm pretty happy because I think I have the two best edge rushers.
You have the two best edge rushers?
Yeah, I'm not really a big fan of Landry or Pay.
With Trayvon as an edge rusher or Latu being your second, one of the two best?
No, I think I have the best edge rushing group, so I'm chilling.
Okay. I'm going to go Grover Stewart for my bench. I'm not even going to entertain you. Yeah, I'm going to go Grover Stewart for my bench on defense. Yeah. Don't get to put your pick in. And I'll go Mitch Morse at center. Don't make me name another center. Yeah, there we go.
I was wondering this. How many years do you think Mitch Morse has left? Because, like, I certainly – Jim, yeah, it's probably fair. I think you can certainly expect multiple, and it's not just going to be, like, a one-and-done type stint. But, yeah, I think – even three might be stretching it. So
yeah, I think two sounds like the sweet spot. Just in time for Luke Fortner to get that 5th-year deal. All right, Gus, you're gonna pick, then Zach's gonna pick, then Gus is gonna pick again. Then we're gonna hit our last ad, and then we're gonna finish this bad boy up.
And then we're gonna get him out of here.
All right, let's go, Gussie. Because you have been the longest drafter.
I know. I feel like you guys aren't doing me any favors in like taking up the dead air though. Like I've been taking like 10 whole seconds instead of 2 whole seconds.
No, I've no.
All right, I'll try to speak to it. I'm gonna go with Blake Cashman, just because to fill out my linebacker core, since we don't have one.
Yeah, man.
I don't really have.
That's why this. I'm not filling dead air because I'm thinking about this kind of stuff. You guys poaching my next pick.
You had to think about taking Blake Cashman. You had to sit down and weigh your options.
He's that unexciting. Yeah.
Yeah. Nah. Yes. Your defense, man. All right. We'll let the people decide. We'll let the people decide. But I'll be honest. I think you're getting the least votes right now.
All right.
I'm not saying it to be. When I'm looking at it top to bottom, I'm just wondering what happened.
Bottom. Don't I have the best offense so far?
So far, I'm just wondering what happened.
All right.
All right, Zach, you're up.
I think I'm going to keep Kamari outside. I liked him at Georgia when he did play outside, which is going to lead me to Miles Bryant to play in the nickel.
Who?
Houston, but he was with New England to start his career. He's Miles like 5'7", but he gets picks. Okay. And I'll take it. And he's got some return upside.
I didn't think
we're thinking about that kind of stuff, right?
Oh, for sure.
You took the first player I've never heard of.
Let's go. Hey, I got that is a starting nickel corner in this league.
There we go. I'll take it.
Yeah. Got a safety. I've got a linebacker, and wow, I need to fill out my guards. Ezra Cleveland. Ezra Cleveland.
He's a player.
He is a football player.
You love him. You're the Ezra Cleveland guy.
I probably am a bigger fan than most people. I feel like.
I mean, the next option is Tanner Bordellini, right? Mm-hmm. Like, what are we doing here?
Yeah.
That's why it's solely based off the draft crushes.
That's why I picked Quentin Nelson so early. All right, was that you got both your guys? Yeah, because you got Miles Bryant too.
Yeah.
All right, I'm going to go with Lloyd Cushenberry at center, who I feel like is a pretty middling player, but he did get a pretty sizable contract from Tennessee. And so I think he's like, if he's just serviceable, then that's all I'm really looking for in between Quentin Nelson and Brandon Scherff.
He was kind of a, I don't want to use the term bright spot to describe anything that has to do with the Denver Broncos last year, but like a fine part of an otherwise disaster of a team.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, but I mean,
he's a starting
for everyone else to kind of fall apart individually on that team. So that's honestly a solid point.
He's got a good, cool name too, so it matters.
Oh, yeah. You can't forget about that.
Yeah.
With that said, we're going to take our last break, and then we're going to get back to my picks, and then we're going to finish this thing up real soon. We'll be right back. All right, guys, we're back. You ready to get weird?
Let's get weird, John. Who are you next to?
All right, I want you to give me Logan Cook.
Oh, no! Whoa, there it is. There it is.
Oh, no. Okay. What? All right. Logan.
I feel like it's time to finally, like, we're running out of picks, so you guys might try to actually screw me over. So I'll finally take Anthony Richardson. You guys had all this time to put him on your bench.
Yes, yeah. That was going to be my 12 personnel thing, and that is a Florida football fan take.
There we go.
That was out all over the place when they wanted Emory Jones starting. I remember that.
Mm-hmm. Oh, man. Emory Jones. I can't believe he was in front of him as long as he was. That's, wow. Just one.
Emory Jones to Anthony Richardson, Felipe Franks to Kyle Trask. Mm-hmm. It was a tough couple of years.
Well, that's. All right, now I got to find my punter big board as I think about this pick again. Oh, I'm going to go. Speaking of Gators, Tommy Townsend. He was on the Chiefs, but he just signed with the Texans this offseason, I believe.
And that's great for branding. That's huge. Uh-huh. His mom is friends with Taylor Swift.
There we go. More votes for me. I'll take it. I'm sure there will be so many Swifties looking over this and voting on our teams.
It's quite an arc for you compared to what you guys were talking about at the start of the show.
All right, Zach, you got two picks.
Yeah. My linebacking core will not be able to stop the pass at all. At all. Mm-hmm. But Kenneth Murray. Who else?
Yeah.
Ventrell Miller? Like, who else?
Take a punter instead.
Geez.
Sorry, Zach. You have to get the full barrel just like Zach does.
Zach times two.
Let's go.
Wow. This is tough.
Mm-hmm.
Who else is a starting safety in the AFC South?
I don't know. I'd probably pick two at one time.
I don't know. You could go with Antonio Johnson.
Oh, I could.
I meant to wait to take Antonio Johnson. I didn't write anything down. I should have wrote that down. Take Antonio Johnson late.
I'm glad you said that.
Did anyone say Jimmy Ward? Yeah, John did.
Just do it. Do it, Zach.
Yeah, I'm going to go Johnson.
There we go. Good pick.
Yeah.
Good pick.
Is Elijah Holden or Molden a safety, or does he play corner for Tennessee?
I think he plays corner. Because
he was he must have been listed somewhere at safety. And
Roger McCreary not being drafted is surprising.
Oh, don't worry, John.
Fair enough.
I like Miles Bryant. One day you guys will know who he is.
All right, safety, Antonio Johnson, and then Kenneth Murray.
I mean, that is a disastrous back seven.
Well, these rosters are going together at least. Man, you guys both have your full defenses, including the players filled out.
Meanwhile, you have Mason Smith starting.
Well, that's true. He's my second defensive tackle. Like, I'm not pouring my resources into that. I'm going to go with kicker Kaimi Fairbairn from the Texans because I think maybe the Jags rookie is going to
be.
But, like, Fairbairn, I think, is, like, the only accomplished and, like, kicker in the division that I feel like you can just say is good. So I probably should have taken a more punter, but.
I'm going to go Matt Gay, kicker for the Colts.
Yeah, it's probably the next best one.
Yeah. And Devin Duvernay, kick return. Every turn.
I said it.
Pretty soon.
Put it down. Not receiver.
Yeah, no, I switched it.
There we go. This has worked out great.
You're happy? Man, I was pretty much counting on Duvernay to be my returner. I didn't really even think of anyone else.
Start Googling, buddy. You're up.
All right, it's Parker my pick.
Washington.
All right, I'm just going to go ahead and complete my offensive line and go with Braden Smith.
He probably went like 45 picks too late.
Yeah, he's like legit a pretty solid player.
He's one of him and Titus Howard are both probably top 10 right tackles in the NFL.
Yeah. That's what I was thinking. I would have taken Braden Smith above Titus Howard, but I definitely thought of them as like the same level of player.
This order, like how the players have been picked, is a mess.
I completely forgot about Smith when I took Latham. just totally blanked on that.
I was thinking about Latham earlier. I was thinking about Latham at one point as left tackle. You're up, Zach.
Fill out the line too.
Oh boy.
Daniel Brunskill.
Oh god.
He's experienced. He's on the Titans. Yeah, if we're gonna do it with PFF, they didn't hate him as a pass blocker last year. They didn't hate him.
We're getting weird.
Brunskill.
We're definitely getting weird.
Yeah.
That's your right guard of the next 5 years. Congratulations.
That's a priority position to replace.
Good point.
What's more valuable, a running back or someone on your bench?
Considering your running back options.
Sheesh.
Yeah, it looks a lot different with Derrick Henry out of the division.
It certainly does. And, I mean, I don't know if any of these receivers can return. Give me Joe Mixon.
Smells like mid in here, Gus.
See, now, Joe Mixon, here's a guy that I would have had on a similar tier to Dalton Schultz. Just... You picked him in the right about the right spot, though, I think.
So. I punch it in for me behind Daniel Brunskill.
The drop off from Dalton Schultz to whatever tight end you pick is that significant, I guess.
Nah, I've got a surprise, and it's not even going to be who you think it is.
Yes, it is. All right, you're up, Gus.
All right, I'm trying to do some quick research on kick returners.
I'll pick if you're not ready.
Now I'm gonna go with Tajay Spears as my kick returner, and then he can also be kind of like second fiddle to Travis again.
You're a sad little man.
Pretty gnarly pick, but I just wanted to get a returner locked in before I forgot about it again.
All right, I'm going to go Michael Pittman.
I forgot about him, honestly.
Yeah, seven AFC South receivers are better than Michael Pittman. And I'll go Michael Pittman at pick 69. And I'll go DeAndre Hopkins at pick 70.
Man, Anthony Richardson has no excuses.
Mm-hmm. Sure doesn't.
Especially with Dalton Schultz lining up every 3 days.
I'll give him credit. It might be the best offensive line he's had in his entire career, going back to the Fire Academy. That
he doesn't even have a left tackle yet.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're up, Gus.
All right. I'm going to go with Adonai Mitchell as my flex player on offense.
Okay.
I was thinking about taking Nuke a couple rounds ago just to screw John out of him, but I'm okay coming back to AD Mitchell now because he ended up falling into the second round of this year's draft, but he's like one of those guys that's just one of the more talented players. And so I think, I don't know, having a second round rookie of his with his talent level as my fourth receiver, I'm happy with.
Good pick. All right, Zach, you're up.
I don't think he's returned a kick or a punt in at least 2 years, but I'm going to put Tony Pollard as my kick returner to offer some running back depth.
Yeah, I was considering him too.
Brenton Strange as my bench pick.
Ooh.
Yeah, I took it. I took it and I ran with it. There's my 12 personnel.
Yeah.
There you go.
It's 12, all right. Yeah, guess.
We're in the final stretch. Only 8 picks to go, gentlemen.
Let's go.
Let's do it.
All right, I'm going to go with Jelani Woods as my tight end, which I think a lot of people would probably take Tennessee's tight end, like Chigo Nkwonkwo. I might have butchered that last name, but I don't know. I feel like he hasn't really done a whole lot after being hyped up for being like an analytics starting darling after his rookie season a couple of years ago. But Jelani Woods is, I think, kind of like hasn't yet peaked and is on the way up. And I think he could be a pretty solid just sleeper in general kind of for this upcoming season. I think he'll make more noise and be a more familiar name at this time next year.
He had a pretty productive rookie year, right? Didn't he miss last year with injuries? But like for a tight end?
Yeah, I can try to.
25 catches, 312 yards, and 3 touchdowns. And he missed last year.
Solid. So, I mean, I don't remember where he was drafted, but.
Yeah. All right. I'm going to take Chig as my bench. Yes.
Okay.
I'm going to also take Josh Dobbs as my final receiver.
Can
I just make my final pick? Neither one of you can pick a left tackle.
Sure, go for it.
Okay, Berhard. I don't have
Rayman. Make it for him, man.
He's good.
Yeah,
yeah.
Through the first month of the season last year, he was tied with a Walker Little for 6th fewest pressures allowed with only 5. I did a Walker Little article earlier. That's the only reason I know that. It was like his second year.
Yeah, that's probably the right pick, but I was curious if you were going to end up choosing between Walker Little or Kame Robinson.
Yeah, nah.
Nah, there. Yeah.
Glad we all feel the same way there. Colts really did do a good job with their line the past 2 off seasons.
Who's your last receiver?
Josh Dobbs.
Downs, so a guy from the Colts.
Yeah, see that? Yeah, he's Josh Dobbs. Who is Josh Dobbs? That's somebody, right?
The rocket scientist.
Yeah. All right, I did not get Josh Downs. Hold on, I'm all out of sorts. All right, so now Zach and I each have 2 more selections.
Yep. Yeah, and I'm just going to need to look at your punter big board, man. I can't pretend like I know who they would be.
I only had 2 people written down. If I picked a punter third, I was going to have to do some Googling. I think it's my pick. I'm going to go with Roger McCreary as my final corner.
Good pick.
Yeah. He's just like a known for man coverage coming out of Auburn. A little bit undersized, but has held up pretty well so far in his career. So,
do you have a bench pick ready while Zach looks at specialists? Because you don't.
I can go ahead. My bench pick is Tavondre Sweat.
I hate your defense, dude. What the hell? What the hell is this? First of all, how many rookies do you have on it?
Probably a decent amount. But it's for the next 5 years, John.
Yeah.
So, yeah. For my pick, I was just thinking the same thing as Zach, where honestly, like, Sweat is so big that I wouldn't be surprised if he was out of the league in a year. But he's just a massive person who's like the typical nose tackle who takes up 2 gaps and such. And so I've got Trayvon Walker and Mason Smith as my defensive linemen, which is – sounds good to me on paper, but as John's pointed out, and especially in comparison to the other 2 teams, it's not great. But I just wanted to basically get a run stuffer as my defensive bench player. And so Devondre Sweat, he's a partier at least. He'll bring something to the locker room. It might not be good, but it'll be something.
So you concede my earlier point.
Which was?
The defense.
Oh, you were talking about – okay. I thought in terms of – the defensive tackles, defensive line, like just the first 2 players on the defense. Yeah, I have the worst. But that's in terms of like the first 4, like the defensive linemen and the edges all combined. I think I'm right there.
get brought up. Andrews
is pretty damn good, dude. Like, I should not have gotten him at 8th overall.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I would have taken him over Diggs or Hunter. That's about it.
I think I've figured out the final specialists in the AFC South. If you guys want to take a guess as to who they could possibly be. Any names that come to mind. Any.
No. I could not answer. And then for kickers.
Yeah, I'm taking Cam
Ryan Little. Stonehouse?
Yes. That's one.
What?
That's one. That was gonna be my other pick, actually. Our options at punter were Stonehouse and Rigoberto Sanchez. Mm-hmm. Kicker, and this blew my mind, Cam Little and Nick Folk. Wasn't he out of the league like 6 years ago because he had a 50% season?
Sure was.
And now he's a starter. Oh my God, he's been around for like 20 years. But yeah, Little and Stonehouse. I don't know if Stonehouse is any good, but he's kicked it 74 yards before. Yeah. So I'll take that.
There we go, boys. The teams are completed. All right. Wow.
There it is.
Before Boogie out of here, give me your thoughts. What do you think about your team? What do you like? What do you don't like? I mean, I like my team. I don't have any complaints, honestly. I maybe wish – I probably would have took a Donnie Mitchell over Josh Downs. That's probably my only real regret. Harold Landry, I would have taken him over Pay. Other than that, I kind of like my team, guys. I won't lie to you.
Other than Zach sniping Eric Armstead, which like made me panic pick into trade on that defensive line, and then I went with Mason Smith later because I was the last to fill out my defensive line. So that's a little bit of a weakness. And maybe I could have evened it out by not taking Laramie Tunsil and Quentin Nelson as high. Because even though like I think like the process was sound, like now that we're looking at all the teams on paper, it doesn't feel like as big of a difference as the defensive line.
I love how, Zach, you have basically the Jaguars' entire receiving core.
Yeah, it's pretty incredible. I thought the same thing.
You were Gabe Davis away.
Yeah, which is never going to happen. I don't know. Like, both of my interiors are shaky for different reasons. So, in hindsight, I probably should have been a little more aggressive there. But I don't know. Now I, for some reason, am the biggest Kamari Lassiter fan in the world, and we're going to see soon why.
All right. Give me your best team and worst team. You can pick yourself for either.
Gus best, Zach worst.
Oof.
I think John had a pretty solid process other than Dalton Schultz, obviously. To not take a quarterback or any receivers until pretty late. I do like how he still took a running back early, though, so that was funny. But really, Don Schultz is the only one I turn my nose at. And then there wasn't really any specific picks for Zach. I feel like I actually said, like, throughout the draft, like, complimented Zach's picks more often. But there was just, like, a couple of different reaches between, like, Harold Landry and Kamari Lassiter and, like, maybe one or two other ones that really aren't that big of a deal but are, I guess, just enough to separate it and make me think that John and I's team are slightly better.
Zach, let's hear it.
Man. Honestly, I hate to say it, John, but I feel like I like yours the least because of the run the ball. But I mean, you had to do what you had to do. Quarterback options, but hopefully it works for you. At the same time, based off your defense, if that were it, I would say you pretty easily crushed it. But I'm going to prop myself up. I'm going to ignore my weaknesses. I'm all in. I have a contending roster, and no one can tell me otherwise, just like every other GM believes.
I think I have the best offensive line. I have the best running back. I have the best defensive line, and I have the best secondary.
Well, I'm glad you have the best, least important position.
I like my secondary.
My boy.
You like your secondary, Gus?
Yeah.
Glad you do. I like my team the most. I'll be selfish and say I'm going to go Zach's team. You have a couple dudes I wouldn't have even drafted. I'll keep it a buck with you. But Gus had the most outlandish pick, I believe, which was Blake Cashman.
What?
Yeah. That, that,
who would I? Who should I have picked instead?
Anybody from the cast.
I'll tell you what. I would be pretty intimidated if I were a head coach going up against Gus's offense and John's defense.
Yeah.
Putting those two sides together, I think that's pretty nasty.
Yeah, yeah, that's fair. Gus doesn't have a bad offense. All right. Fellas, this is a good exercise. Really gives you, I think, perspective on who the top players in the division are. I mean, just looking at this top 10, like, it's fairly even. I think you only have, two on the Titans. You have two on the Jaguars. You have – I mean, Jonathan Taylor, I think we'd probably say, is a top 10 player in the AFC South. But I feel like, you know, everybody at least has, like, probably two of the top 10 players. And, Houston, Jax, or Indy, you can argue for, a third.
You know? I feel like the other two takeaways is just that, A, there's a lot of young star or potentially star quarterbacks in the league between Stroud and Lawrence. And then behind them, Richardson. And, Will Levis is definitely not in the same category, I think, as AR. I don't think you guys would say that either, but he is set up pretty well in terms of his surrounding environment for this year. So they've all got these pretty young and exciting quarterbacks, and then are just stacked on the defensive line is my main thing.
Did either of you consider taking Richardson to screw with me?
I would have with my third to last pick.
We are not the same then. I would have taken a backup quarterback with one of my first 10 picks.
I was thinking earlier, it's kind of me and Zach just have two star quarterbacks, and then obviously pretty stacked rosters, and then you just more so have a really stacked defense, and then I guess the best running back in the league. So that's the main just theme of each of our teams. But yeah, definitely
Tom Coughlin would be proud.
Will Levis was slotted in for John.
Exactly. All right, Zach, thank you for joining us, man. We're definitely going to have you do it again throughout the season. We'll obviously pick up steam, record multiple times throughout the season, so we're absolutely going to have you back. Gus, this was a good idea, fun little project, and we'll let the people decide who's they like more. If I was a betting man, though, I think the real will recognize real. So that's my take.
Never mind.
Zach, go ahead and let them know where they can find you, my friend.
Well, thank you guys again so much for having me. This was a blast, and I'm definitely looking forward to some real games to break down and stuff in the future, too. But you guys can find me on Twitter at Zach_Goodall, spelled Z-A-C-H, and all of my work's over at jaguarswire.usatoday.com. That's still kind of new for me to plug on air, but yeah, it's over Jaguars Wire, wherever you want to find that.
Good stuff. Gus, you got anything for us on the way out?
No, I don't even know. Do we just take a bye week next week? I started thinking about what we're going to do next week.
No, we're going to do something next week. We'll figure it out.
All right, we'll figure it out.
We're not going to meet about it, but we'll figure it out.
We'll figure it out.
We always do.
Yeah. Have a happy 4th of July weekend, everyone.
Yeah, happy 4th, both y'all. Hope you guys stay safe. Nobody JPP it. With that said, thank you guys for following. What? You were thinking it.
Thank you guys for joining us,
as always, on the Jaguars. Yeah. For joining us on the Jaguars on SI podcast. Don't forget to subscribe to us on YouTube, like us on Facebook. Don't forget to check out also Jaguars Wire, USA Today, and Big Cat Country. Zach and Gus do a fantastic job. I can't say enough about either one of them, despite their poor drafting skills. Thank you guys, and we will see you guys.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger for thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV.
seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. Care is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.